Good morning, and what is happening, beautiful people of the internet? If you are listening to this, that means this is episode 1, 2, or 3 of Building a Business at 23. Now, what you need to realize is that this series actually, for the first 3 episodes, started as a YouTube series. That is why these first 3 episodes are a little bit shorter and also are recorded with not the best audio because they were shot initially as a video series. So I just wanted to let you guys know, I didn't want to lose these episodes. After about 3 episodes on the YouTube channel, I realized this belonged more in a podcast setting. And so I transferred it over. And so I just want to give you guys a heads up before you listen to these first 3 episodes that I didn't want to lose them. I didn't want to keep them on YouTube. I wanted to transfer them over to the podcast. So I just took the audio from the video. So if they're a little bit shorter, if they're not the best quality audio, I apologize, but I didn't want to lose these first 3. And in the future episodes, just know that they will be recorded as a podcast, not a video ripped to a podcast. Thank you for watching. Enjoy. See you later. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, beautiful people of the internet. Welcome back to episode 2 of Building a Business at 23. I want to start tagging it BB at 23 because I feel like that's easier, but I'll keep the full title for now at least. So what today's episode is, and I apologize, it's going to be another basically just episode of me talking, but I want to kind of explain what this is and what this business is and what this idea is and kind of the ins and outs of it. Before I do that though, I just want to talk about how it came about, generating an idea, because like it's super popular nowadays, or at least like relatively common, especially in the internet world, to want to like start a business, do something, be an entrepreneur, do your own thing, that kind of thing. And I just kind of want to talk quickly about the process of me getting there and kind of why I am where I am now. The basics of it is like, I never had any goals or dreams specific to being like an entrepreneur. Like I've never been like, I want to do this, I want to create this, I want to make this. Like that's never really been a thing. But in the last like 5 or 6 years, what I've learned is I don't really like being told what to do. Now that doesn't mean I don't really take direction well or anything like that. I don't take feedback. I take feedback great. I think a big part of my job is taking feedback, but I don't like having like a complete ceiling over my head and like a really structured box that I have to like manipulate my way throughout the day to do things exactly the way I'm told. I like having a lot of room for interpretation and as much autonomy in what I do as possible. And that's kind of what's led me towards this. The video, like when I started making videos a year ago, I found it as like an outlet to do what I wanted. I could create what I wanted when I wanted without anyone's approval, and I could put it out for people to see. And there was no middleman. Like there's nothing in between stopping me, telling me what to do, telling me how to do it. And I really liked that. And then when I started like making videos for other people, I found that like as long as I was able to create the story with their framework and have relative autonomy within that, I loved it. And that transcended this into something that could become a job. And then my full-time job or the contract I have right now is doing that. It's creating videos for a business. But a lot of it is like, there's lots of input from the people around me, the other people within the company. But like, for the most part, like I get to create the story for a lot of these, create the narrative for a lot of these. And that's what I love. So essentially, I've never really wanted to be an entrepreneur. I never really had I've never really had like specific desire to start a business or anything per se. But I've just known that I didn't really want to have someone right over me all the time, looking down on me, cookie cutter, telling me what to do. And this route the path I've taken has kind of taken me here. So yeah, that's kind of the basics of it. So what this business is basically, it's a video production company. I'm not sure exactly if I'm going to like turn it into a legitimate business, i.e. like file the name and get trademarks and incorporate and all that stuff. I don't know how to do any of that. So that's part of what this is about. You guys being able to follow along the process. And if you know any of that stuff, leave a comment below. But essentially, it's just grouping my freelance work together. Like when you do freelance stuff, especially in video, it's handy to have either like a portfolio or something where you can direct people. And so I kind of wanted to bring all of my freelance together to one kind of like specific area. And basically the idea and the purpose for that was so that I could direct people to a central location. So if someone had an ad out for, they wanted a videographer, or they contacted me and they were interested in my services, I can direct them to something that was somewhat professional. So for me, it was a website. First of all, I created a website. I'll link it below. I've also created an Instagram page and a Facebook page, and those are both business pages where I can promote. I'm gonna talk about how I'm gonna do all that, how I'm planning on growing it in another video, but essentially those were kind of like the first steps I took, and just those things on their own, regardless if it's a business or not, are really important to doing this, to video production, to freelance videography, whatever it is. You have to have some localized area where you can display your work, talk about what it is you do, have people see it, and then be able to get in contact with you. And because I've done that, I kind of decided like I think I'm gonna turn it into like a video production company. And again, I don't know exactly what it is that's gonna look like, but the general gist of it, the general gist of what I wanna do and what kind of separates me maybe from other videographers is I do it a lot through storytelling. I like not just advertising something. I don't wanna just, you know, straight film a wedding. I don't wanna just, you know, film an infomercial, like whatever it is. I want to be able to have something that someone wants to display, whether it be their wedding, a product, whatever, an influencer looking to, whatever, and be able to take that and create a story with it, be able to figure out kind of what the message is that they or their product or whatever is trying to get across, create a story with it, and then make it into an edit similar to what you'd see on like my Instagram. So yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. Like it wasn't this big grand decision that I wanna start a business. It's been super organic. It's been a flow of like, I do this work, I wanna be able to display it, I want other people to be able to see it, I want people to be able to get in contact with me, people who are looking to, I wanna be able to direct them to a specific spot where they can see my work. All that kind of stuff has kind of led me to this point. And so that's what this is, that's what this business is. Right now, it's a culmination of my freelance. I believe it's gonna turn into a video production company over time. I'm not exactly sure the path it's gonna take to get there, but we're gonna figure it out and it's gonna be fun. That's kind of it for this video. I wanted to kind of explain in depth, you know, it would have been probably too much in the last one, so I wanted to explain in depth exactly what this business is and kind of what it is at this point. I think in the next video, I'm gonna talk a lot about the process of getting to where I was now and kind of how you find that passion, talking about that and how to find that and then what to do with that to turn it into something where right now I'm able to make a living off of it. And so, yeah, that's it for today's video. Be sure if you're new to hit that subscribe button if you like the series. Maybe let me know, drop a like. Thank you guys for watching. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.